Welcome back to Sports Medicine. This is Dr. Rick Lehman with Andy Strickland. Andy Strickland is, undercover. I think he's in Russia on assignment. And we've got Dr. Steve Staley on board. Brought to you by Gateway Buick GMC and the boys up on McDonald Boulevard. You need to visit them. Check out their trucks. Check out their cars. The personal service. And then the lifetime warranty if you buy a car. It's kind of an amazing deal. I mean, a lifetime warranty on a car. Who ever heard of that? It's kind of insane. So visit Gateway Buick GMC. Tell them Dr. Rick Lehman sent you. Tonight we have the pleasure of having Ken Daly, who is a personal friend and played in the heyday when Cardinals were phenomenal. And they've been phenomenal a lot of times, many periods. But they're struggling just a little bit at this time. And I think people are a little bit concerned with coaching, the talent, how they've been of recent, injuries, etc. So I'd like to bring Mr. Daly on and kind of get his thoughts, what we can expect for the rest of the season, where we are. What do the Cardinals do and need to get better? What are the potential of trading Lance Lynn? There's rumors floating around. So, Kenny, welcome to the show.
Doc, thanks. Hey, it's good to hear from you. By the way, before we get started on the Cardinals issues, you think there's a chance I can get a lifetime warranty on them parts, like on knees and shoulders? I need a little work there.
You know, I'll tell you, if we could get you a lifetime warranty, we would really have something. I mean, you know, I knew someone was going to ask me this question. It was just a matter of time.
I mean, you can get them on the trucks. What's going on with the unit here? I mean, I could use some good parts on this program, let me tell you.
maybe we have to work on that a little bit. And you got a lot of parts that need that lifetime warranty as well.
You ain't kidding there. Had a few put in and taken out and fixed up, but seem to be working okay right now. So take it 24 hours at a time.
I'm with you. So kind of give us your take. You've been watching baseball a long time. You played for a long time. You were a great pitcher. And now the Cardinals, you know, the Cardinals have had periods when they were mediocre, periods when they were maybe one of the best teams ever. And now, you know, there's just so many rumblings that you hear about a team that's actually pretty competitive. They're in a little bit of a weak division, but they're a few games out of first place. Certainly doesn't seem like a disaster. What's your take on the team and what's your take on the season?
Well, you know, it's really kind of a strange season because at times they show they have a lot of talent. I think out of all the facets that obviously has been their key thing so far that's gone well for them. They had a couple of rough stints here and there, but overall pretty solid. But, you know, I've never seen a team that had times when they kick the ball around, times when they run terrible on the base pass, times when the bullpen stinks. I mean, times when the offense forgets to show up. It just seems like when one shows up, the other three don't. And it's really been kind of frustrating to watch. But, you know, here lately, these young kids have come up and swinging the bat with aggressiveness and driving the ball, speed on the bases. I mean, it's really kind of exciting to see. And I don't know what some of these guys are going to do when they come off the DL. They may be looking for a new home.
So you got Adam Wainwright on the DL and Dexter Fowler, who's on the DL, and Piscotty, who has had kind of a rocky road this year a little bit with some personal issues and obviously some injuries. What, you know, when you look at the team and you say to yourself, if they could put all these parts together, you know, the pitching kind of kicks in, the bullpen kicks in, they quit running the bases ridiculous and play a little bit better defense, you say, well, you know, they could really mount something, certainly in the Central Division. What do you see? I mean, who do you see coming up and being the superstar for the rest of the season? And B, why has it been such, you know, when you talk to the players, they all say the same thing. It's been a very frustrating season. We've not clicked. Just doesn't seem right. What do you see that can change that? You're in the dugout. The team's kind of having kind of hot flashes. Everything is kind of all over the place. What changes that? What makes a team for the second half kick it in?
You know, the first 3 months of the year, they played with a lot of potential. And it's hard to win with potential. And that's, by that, I mean they had all these guys that if they do what they have shown they can do, then they're going to be good, and they're going to, the Cardinals will do fine. But, you know, they haven't had that rock in the lineup, that Matt Holliday, that, you know, Mark McGwire, that guy that is there in that, you know, three or four hole, depending on how they work it, but that they don't pitch around. You know, he's always there. He's the RBI guy. It's just something, not just in the lineup offensively, but he's also, that guy is usually the leader, the guy that's not afraid to get in some people's faces, like maybe Rosie the other day when he forgot to cover first base and say, dude, that can't happen. That just, at the major league level, cannot happen. And, you know, you have physical errors once in a while and physical mistakes, and that's part of the game because, you know, you're trying out there and stuff happens. But the mental part, you can't have mistakes in that. You've got to be prepared and do the right things. And it just seems like because that rock isn't there that holds that glue together for that whole lineup, they seem to be sloppy with all that. And to me, that's it. Now, you know, you got DeYoung that's come up. All of a sudden, he's Babe Ruth. I mean, he's putting up numbers that, you know, Lord have mercy. We haven't seen that, especially from a shortstop in the Cardinal organization, and I can't tell you how long. But it's a great thing to see. I mean, you know, when the kids come up from AAA, it looks like they're swinging the bat aggressive. You know, they're swinging through the ball, driving the ball, instead of like they're up there feeling around and just touching the ball. You know, it just looks like a whole different swing when you see them at the plate with their, you know, strike discipline. And when they do swing, they get after it. And, you know, Pham has been a blessing since he came up. I mean, just doing all he can, and it's pretty impressive. You'd think them other guys would start looking over their shoulders a little bit and start saying, we better get our act together, or we're going to be finding ourselves maybe in one of these trades at the deadline here.
So, and I agree with that. Now, you know, there's all kind of rumors floating around about the trade deadline, and everyone's always a little nervous about getting traded at the deadline because that's, you know, you never want to leave a team. You love your team. You love your teammates, et cetera. What do you see? I mean, is there any truth to the Lance Lynn rumor? I mean, no one knows 100%, but someone says he's going to Yankees. Someone says he's going to Boston. What is A, is
well,
Lance?
Well, there's always
– go ahead.
There's always teams looking for some pitching down the stretch here. You know, I mean, that's it. They need somebody that's going to be out there, eat up some innings, keep them in the game, give them a chance to win. And, you know, Lance Lynn is the guy that fits that bill right now. Because you're going to lose him at the end of the year unless he does come back and sign. But right now, if he goes, you know, you can get some stuff for him. You get a couple of minor league prospects. Yeah, it's going to be 3 or 4 years before you know what they are or whatever. But, hey, you're getting something, and Lynn's going to possibility of being gone anyhow. So, and he could come back. So you might get a couple guys, and he could still come back. So. And then again, you know, if he does sign for, I don't know what the numbers are now, but, you know, if he signs at a certain amount, then he's an A player or whatever, and then you get a draft pick next year too. But, you know, those are things you just weigh, and Lance Lynn happens to fit into that slot. Obviously, he doesn't want to go from a team that is competitive like the Cardinals are, and it's a great place to play, but he is going to be going to a place that's probably, you know, in the hunt, and they're going to be right up there too. So it's not like he's getting traded to a last place team and you're going from worst to last, and those trades are never fun. But, you know, it just fit his whole, the way his whole thing shapes up right now is he's the guy that can be traded and they can get some future for it right now. And then again, could have him back by next spring. So you just never know. But I would say that, if somebody is willing to offer up enough, I think the Cardinals would jump on it.
Is there anybody else you see in the sights that might be on the block that'd be a good trade?
Well,
someone to move.
Do you want a guy that strikes out 100 times? I mean, I don't know. I can't see the value being too high out there. But, no, you know, in all honesty, you know, there are some guys that would have value, but – the Cardinals are still banking that a lot of those guys are going to pan out, and it just happens that Lance Lynn was free agency and all that. It just fits with the Cardinals being able to shop him a little bit and being the commodity that every team wants. Everybody can use starting pitching. you know, they're apt to get more for him than anybody else in their roster. I mean, they may be able to package, you know, when you have, I don't know what it is, 5 or 6 second basemen and 6 or 7 outfielders on a team, you know, you can always package some of them and get something for them. But do I think the Cardinals would do that right now? They've gone with it all year. I really don't see them doing something else. So we just have to wait and see.
And is there anybody, I mean, obviously everybody talks about Juan Carlos Stanton. Is there anybody out there that you can see, or do you think that's being talked about, maybe from a team lower, you know, that could make a move? The Marlins are a perfect team. You know, they're not in the hunt. They're not going to be in the hunt. And the Cardinals are in the hunt. There's no question about it. I mean, they're not so far out of the hunt that you'd say, wow, the season's over. And even though you get that sentiment now and again, that's really not the way it is. Is there anybody out there that you see that the Cardinals could pick up that would be a great benefit, that could be that middle rock, that Albert Pujols, that Mark McGwire, that Matt Holliday?
Well, I don't know if there's anybody they could pick up in the tail end of the year right now for that situation. You know, you talk about the 3 outfielders in Miami that all are pretty good outfielders, but yet Miami's got new management coming in, new ownership, and I don't know what their agreement is, but it could be pretty rocky if you trade away half of their talent and then sell them the team.
Right.
But, you know, and there again, you know, Carlos Stanton, he's an outstanding player, but how many teams can afford to pay him and still have a team? And, you know, it just shows in Major League Baseball in the past that anybody that goes out and spends that $250 to $300 million on a player, it never seems to work out. You don't have a team anymore. You got individual, and baseball, you can't win with an individual. You got to have a team. So, you know, Carlos Stanton would be fun to watch here in St. Louis. I could sure enjoy it, but I think the Marlins would have to pick up part of that salary for the Cardinals to make a move like that. They just haven't done that in the past.
Right. Well, and there's no question. I mean, that's a long-term play. It's a very expensive play. And it is interesting when you look at these long contracts that are just insane money, somewhere along the line they fall apart. And that makes sense. Baseball is a tough sport. Guys get injured. You have up years, down years. I mean, there's articles every day now in the paper looking at Dexter Fowler's contract saying, was this worth the money? I don't know the answer to that question. I'm going to throw that question out to you. But still, you know, that's a far cry from what you're going to have to pay Stanton. What's the story on Dexter Fowler? Is he going to come? Is he going to, you know, where does he stand in the organization?
Well, I think he kind of wonders where he stands too. you know, I mean, he's the leadoff hitter, and obviously he wasn't putting up the offensive numbers that he wanted to. And then you have these younger guys come up, and you had that young kid that's in Double A. They sent down. Can't think of his name now. With all the speed, you know, he was fun to watch. Kind of remind you in the Vince Coleman days when he got on base. And then now the guy they called up last night, you saw he's got some speed too. And, you know, that's competition makes for good stuff on a ball club. But as far as Dexter, I think he's a great player. I think he's a good guy in the clubhouse from what I hear. And, you know, you got to have all that to make everybody gel and to play as a team. And that's just part of it. And yeah, it's not going to go your way all the time, and I'm hoping for his sake that, you know, sometimes you have bad years, sometimes you have some rough stretches, but I think he's a heck of a player, and he shows that, you know, he can run the bases, he can steal bag for you here and there, you know, solid defensively and good arm, but just the numbers aren't there right now, and he's not the only one. There's plenty of guys over there that, you know, what are they going to do? They got to make some decisions. Like I said, you can't play a Major League Baseball team, you can't put 4 or 5 outfielders and 4 or 5 second basemen on the field and expect it to be a good quality Major League Baseball team. It's just not going to work.
Right, and you got a lot of guys hitting 220, 230 that probably if they were hitting 260, 270, you know, everybody would say, well, that's, you know, they're playing like the old Cardinals and you'd have a little bit better of a season. Kind of one of the blessings, which may not last much longer, is that the Cubs haven't really been the Cubs. They've had injuries. They've had problems. They haven't really played very well the first half, and now all of a sudden they look like they're lighting it up a little bit, and if they take off, I think that disparity will be much greater. And I guess my last question is, where do you see him finishing? I mean, what happens the rest of the year? Give us your Ken Daly second half of the year thoughts.
Well, I haven't jumped on the panic wagon yet, but I'm telling you what, I'm hanging on by the back trailer hitch. Because it just seems like they shoot themselves in the foot. You know, right after the All-Star break, they're on that road trip there, and they come back 4-6, and they could have been 7-3. I mean, and easily been 6-4. And it was just for some of those breakdowns we talked about that just – and, of course, everybody blames Matheny, and it's like, you know, Whitey told me a long time ago, good players make good managers, and right now is a prime example of – good managers and good players. If you got good players and you plug them in the right spots where they can have the opportunity to do what they're supposed to do, you know, they either do it or they don't. And if they don't, it's the manager's fault. And if they do, then the manager's a great manager. And, you know, it's just funny to see. But anyhow, as far as where they're going to finish, you know, if they stay in third, sometimes fourth, it's going to be hard to jump two teams at the end. But if they can get into second place and stay within a couple of games, you know, down the stretch, that's where it counts. You know, those dog days of July and early August, those are about over. Got another couple of weeks, and then the real race kicks in. And I'm pulling for the hard cards, but boy, they got to get more consistent all the way around.
Kenny, thank you very much. You know, this is it's interesting to hear from someone who's played the game, has a completely different perspective than your typical fan who's been in the dugout, you know, and who's had rough patches, great patches, and really understands kind of the makeup. And I think it's easy to point at Mike Matheny and say, wow, he's not doing a good job. But, you know, that's right. I mean, look at all the great managers and look at their players. It's hard to be a great manager when you don't really have the horses, and I think it is unfair to just blame everything on him. I think the other night, you know, everyone's talking about that Rosenthal era, and that, you know, that was an obvious breakdown. I mean, is that really Mike Matheny's fault? It's tough to blame him because the pitcher didn't cover first base. I mean, that's, you know, you learn that when you're about 7 years old. So at this point, go ahead.
I was going to say that is so ingrained in you as a pitcher that when a ball goes past your left side on the mound, it hooks you. You have to just go with it for two or three steps every single time. You do it thousands of times in spring training, and you do it in your sleep. And when the ball goes there, you just automatically do it. And to see him stand there watching, it's like, holy crap, you've got to be kidding. And he had a brain fart and just locked up. But you just can't have it at that level. You can't have it. those are the ones where a manager's got to get some guy's face and tell him. I mean, you got to tell him. Can't have it here.
Right.
You can have physical mistakes because you're trying, but mental ones is just not trying.
Well, and maybe that's a little bit of an indication, you know, where some of the people are pulling the panic button a little bit. Some of the base running errors have really been unbelievable, and those again are mental mistakes. You learn to run the bases. You can't tell me these guys don't know how to run the bases. That's impossible. But how you perform on the field, you know, you got to keep your head in the game, and I think that's what you're talking about. So, you know, I agree.
You know, with base running, when you bring it up, it's a thing where it's part your fault and part your base coach's responsibility to get you around the bases. But before they even throw the first pitch, if you're on a base, you know who's in the outfield. You know where they're playing. So you know where if a ball goes to a certain spot, you're going or you're not, you know all that. Then if you're running the bases and you look up and your coach calls you, come on, well, you got to go. You know, that's his responsibility. And that blame is on them. But if you're going first to third and the ball's behind you or, you know, out in front of you, that's your call. And their judgment on those kind of things has been brutal. And there's no excuse for that. You know the outfielders, you know their arms. There's so much scouting on all that now, and you know all that before the first pitch is thrown once you're on the bases. And it's really sad that you know they've had so many guys thrown out.
No, I agree, and I think you're right. I think if they can pull it together and stay within a few games, make it a pennant race, you know, anything could happen. It's like you said, it's hard to jump Milwaukee, Chicago, and now Pittsburgh, and hope that you're going to end up at the top of the heap. And so we'll keep our fingers crossed. We're not going to pull the panic button yet. We may call you back when you start to pull the panic button. But I do want to thank you very much for coming on and giving us a little insight into Cardinal baseball.
You bet, Doc. And I think I heard Doc Staley being there. He's awful quiet, though. He's like a church mouse.
Well, he's thinking. Dr. Staley, at least say hello. I mean,
I'm taking notes. I'm like, I'm a student listening to Kenny. This is fantastic.
You'll say, I swore somebody said you were there, but dang.
Well, he's been writing all this stuff down, Kenny, and I think he's going to try to apply for a managerial job in Major League Baseball next year, maybe with the Reds.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Guys, it was great. I appreciate you calling me and letting me come on with you. And, like I said, I'll be looking for that lifetime guarantee on the body parts coming in the mail.
You got it. It's on its way. Kenny, have a good night.
Yeah, you take care. Good to talk to y'all.
Take care. We're going to take a break. Sports Medicine brought to you by Gateway Buick GMC. Don Davis up on McDonald Boulevard. Again, you know, he kind of burned me on this lifetime warranty for Gateway Buick GMC, but you do get a lifetime warranty if you buy a car from Gateway Buick GMC. Unfortunately, at the U.S. Center for Sports Medicine, not as much, but we'll be right back. And we've got some interesting topics. We're going to talk about the British Open and kind of the whole Jordan Spieth thing, what happened. Very, very interesting. We'll be right back.